Passage 2. On January 10th, 1962, an enormous piece of glacier broke away and tumbled down the side of a mountain in Peru. 7 minutes later, when cascading ice finally came to a stop 10 miles down the mountain, it had taken the lives of 4,000 people. This disaster is one of the most devastating examples of a very common event. An avalanche of snow or ice. Because it is extremely cold at very high altitudes, snow rarely melts. It just keeps piling up higher and higher. Glaciers are finally created when the weight of the snow is so great that the lower layers are pressed into solid ice. But most avalanches occur long before this happens. As snow accumulates on a steep slope, it reaches a critical point at which the slightest vibration will send it sliding into the valley below. Even an avalanche of light power can be dangerous, but the Peruvian disaster was particularly terrible because it was caused by a heavy layer of ice. It is estimated that the ice that broke off weighed 3 million tons. As it crashed down the steep mountainside like a huge snowplow, it swept up trees, stones, and tons of soil, and completely destroyed the 6 villages that lay in its path. At present, there is no way to predict or avoid such enormous avalanches. But luckily, they are very rare. Scientists are constantly studying the smaller, more common avalanches to try to understand what causes them. In the future, perhaps dangerous masses of snow and ice can be found and removed before they take human lives.